Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show, an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998 when he first joined us. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary Organization, the author of many books, actually, including Faithful Finances 101, one of my favorite spiritual investments from the Wall Street Wisdom of Sir John Templeton. But his new book is called Look Up America, and he's here to talk to us. We got two or three different things we're going to talk about. Gary Moore, welcome back, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
It's good to have you back. One of the things that I know you want to talk about in this segment is something that you were pretty impressed with by Pope Benedict. It's something he wrote recently in the Financial Times. Tell us about it.
He wrote his Christmas letter to the Financial Times, sort of a letter to the financial community, obviously, with the medium that it was exposed in. And I just want to take a minute to read the core of the message from Benedict to all the small business people in the world, Jim. He says, Christmas can be the time in which we learn to read the gospel, to get to know Jesus not only as the child in the manger, but as the one in whom we recognize that God made man. It is the gospel that Christians find in, it is in the gospel that Christians find inspiration for their daily lives and their involvement in worldly affairs, be it in the houses of parliament or the stock exchanges. Christians should not shun the world, but should engage with it. But their involvement in politics and economics should transcend every form of ideology. And I was still thinking about that message, Jim, when the very next day in the Wall Street Journal, there was an article that was entitled Big Business Sells Out Small Business. And it talked about how America's CEOs of the major corporations had signed on with President Obama to increase taxes on individuals, which would include most small businesses
right,
are not incorporated like myself. And they were willing to sign on very quickly for that as long as they got corporate tax rates
right,
adjusted.
And if you remember when the meetings were being held, either right after this election, this last election, or even any time really during the last 4 years, small business, not real, what I consider to be the real small business representatives, were never really invited to the White House, but the big business guys were.
Yeah, and that's been a knock on the Obama administration for quite some time, his involvement with Wall Street. And I'm not sure how we control that, Jim. I'm from Wall Street, of course. And we need people with the knowledge of how Wall Street works to work in government.
Mm-hmm.
But what we call the revolving door, Jim, has gotten so tight that it now seems sometimes that Wall Street actually dictates what goes on in Washington.
I want to ask you, though, when he said, when Pope Benedict said, but their involvement in politics and in economics should Christians, he's talking about, Christians' involvements in politics and economics should transcend every form of ideology. What did you think he meant by that?
Oh, he's talking about love, Jim. Love is not partisan. If you think about Jesus' message, he said to love your enemies. And I can remember back in days when Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan would get together, they would argue like crazy over ideology during the day, but at night they'd sit down and have a beer and play poker, as I recall, and they would be friends, and they were civil. And those days are so much gone. And
why is that? Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think it's because
I think you're right, sadly.
We've become a post-Christian nation, Jim. There are so many ideologies. I talk all the time. Just one example is the ideology of Ayn Rand, an atheistic philosopher from the Friedrich Nietzsche mold, who who wrote a book called Selfishness, or The Virtue of Selfishness.
But Ayn Rand isn't the reason why. I mean, I know there are a lot
of people... Well, she's a reflection of our economy, of our culture, Jim. But in a post... In all the Christian preachers, for example, that I listen to and associate with, Jim, will tell you we're in a post-Christian nation. What they won't tell you is what kind of nation we are in. And unfortunately, one of the side effects of capitalism is it doesn't have to be this way, but it's, see, capitalism is in essence about freedom. And freedom can either be used responsibly or irresponsibly in a very selfish manner.
Well, I do.
So many of us, like our CEOs, Jim, are just in Washington, we're taking care of ourselves rather than loving
part
our
of that is,
as ourselves.
Well, I don't disagree with that. And I will tell you this, though, folks. If you look around you, whether you agree with anything specifically that Gary's saying or that I'm saying, if you look around you, you can see that there's some shifts going on right now. There are definitely some changes. And we got to decide, especially those of us on Main Street, what do we want? How do we want these shifts to turn out? We're going to talk about some more of this with our good friend Gary Moore after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.